Okay, on that note, let's move on to Szymanski with Cross the Silver Lines.
What a shocker, you're alive and you're dead. I said the monster's living inside your head. Oh, when you stumble, do you trip or you fall? This false perspective gets the best of us all. A knock knock thumping hard on my chest. Competing thoughts, my mind's manifest. Oh, what a shocker, you kick while I'm down. And I'm down, and I'm down, and I'm down, and I'm down. Across the
I like the drama in this song, and I can kind of picture in my mind's eye Szymanski on a stage with a top hat and cane, you know, singing and dancing through this number. I think the scat vocalizations work really well in the context of the song, and they're appropriate and not weird or out of place sounding, so good job there. I did have a lyrical criticism, though. You know, this song is well produced and well performed, like most of Szymanski's stuff, but there's this line, it goes, TikTok, as the pendulum swings, just get your coat and your belongings. And belongings is a really awkward word to put at the end of that line because of the way the word stresses fall. I think it would have been better if it was, and grab all of your things. You wouldn't have had to wrap your mouth around belongings. I just thought that stuck out at me every time I heard it. So we had a little listening party here live with all three of us, and that caught my ear then, and it also caught my ear on the second and third listen. So yeah, but that's just a minor quibble, but I was happy to have found something to quibble about because this is pretty good.
Yeah, stylistically, this reminds me so much of a song called Various Kitchen Utensils by Skybox that it's a little distracting, and I kind of wonder if Szymanski has heard it. But regardless, anyway, this is a great performance. The nasal verses get a little grating after a while, but still, I like it well enough. Produced so very, very well, and I do appreciate a good production. That's never a backhanded compliment from me when I appreciate a song's production. This definitely met the wordless vocal requirement really well, too. So, yeah, I'm happy with it.
I would agree with Ryan about the nasalness in them. The lyrics in general, you know, I've really found it hard to... I feel like it would be hard to connect to the song unless you've had a very specific experience. You know, after I listened to it a few times, I read the bio and I said, oh, okay. And like, that really makes sense. And I now I kind of like the song, but I feel like it's tough, you know, if you... Do you care if somebody who hasn't had these exact experiences also can still relate to them? That may just be me. I don't know. And I really like the use of the violin. I thought that was excellent. I love the abrupt cutoff at the end. All that part was really well done.